I'm Prakash, doing PhD at Crop and Soil Science, Michigan State University. Let's fly to other continent, Asia. Today I will be talking on simulating water stress effects in soybean for water management in Delhi, India. So I will be talking on the different outlines. I will talk on different aspects on this. So I would like to quote Dr. Sandra Postrel in her keynote, welcome keynote. She talked about World Economic Forum report of 2016 that water stress would be the best, water stress would be the worst problem in the coming decades. And similarly, in the IPCC assessment report 5, we can see the water-related food scarcity in South Asia and India, and it reflects the number of monsoon break days increasing day by day in India in coming decades, and decreasing number of monsoon depression also. So there's a correlation between the rainfall amount and distribution availability and the food production there. So in the background of our research, I chose my research area in soybean crop because in India, soybean is grown as a rain-fed crop, and especially they have very poor irrigation infrastructure there. And the rain-fed crop, so for soybean, if you see the down the line from 1970 to 2016, the area is expanding so much, production is expanding so much, but still productivity is under 100,000. That is one third of US. Like if we see the US data, we have around 3,000 kg per hectare and more than 3,000. So the lacking point is that we have poor infrastructure, irrigation infrastructure in southern and northern India, and crops expanding from central part to southern India. So we have to take care of that. That's why research driver is Dr. Bhatia and Dr. Pyara Singh using InfoCrop and DSAT model. They explained that soybean yield gap is there. There is a huge yield gap in soybean, and there is a correlation between rainfall and soybean yield gap. So we have to establish a relationship between what is the rainfall availability, what is the soil moisture pattern, and what is the yield gap pattern of soybean in different areas. So that's why I choose different two objectives, to study and simulate soybean growth and yield in response to water stress. So in first objective, we have two aspects. One is field experiment, and other is simulation of infocrop. And second is developing scenarios using history, weather data from 1978 to 2014, of 36-year data. So these are two objectives. Under first objective, I explained we have RCBD RBD experiment, and this experiment we choose a rainout shelter for providing water stress to soybean crop at different level. And under second aspect of the first objective, we have simulation pattern of infocrop. We compare observed and simulated results of in soybean at different water stress conditions. So infocrop is a generic crop model using FST language, and it simulates the crop growth pattern and development phase of the crops. So we have five treatments for our study. The VS is stress during vegetative stage, that is imposed after 19 days of sowing, and these are the manual imposition of stress during crop growth. And second is rain-fed plus biotic stress, third is flowering stress, fourth is pod filling stress, and the fifth one is a control treatment, that is supplemental irrigation. And the supplemental irrigation will provide by estimating the soil moisture at the daily level pattern. That I will explain later. So these are the field experiment at IRI New Delhi. So these are the manual rainout shelter which can be shifted from stage by stage because experiment is under RBD, so we cannot use automotive rainout shelter. So these are the experiment shelter. Observation taken with the weather data collection, daily field weather from IRI Agrometry Observatory, and the past data for scenarios from 1978 to 2014. And the soil data is used by, soil data is collected from time domain refractometry, daily soil moisture of 20 centimeter layer of the soil, and the initial soil data of an NPK status for crop initial input. And the crop data, the time series data is like phenological observation, leaf area index as a 5-day interval, gas exchange parameter using IRGA, infrared gas analyzer, and evergreen biomass and its partitioning at a 7-day interval of different treatments. And lastly, yield and its component. So if you go to the results, this is the pattern of soil moisture of different treatments. We can see the orange line is the supplemental irrigation which we supplied irrigation to a different treatment, a different level of water stress. So in orange line, you can see after 29th day after sowing, at x-axis we have day after sowing and y-axis soil moisture this side, and this is a rainfall pattern. So you can see after 29 days, we have a stress from 29 to 49 days, 20 days stress there. So in control experiment, after stress phase, we have to supply irrigation. So we apply two irrigation in supplemental irrigation to provide the supplemental moisture condition in crop. So, if we compare with simulated soil moisture condition and the observed condition, we can see the model is quietly in agreement with the soil moisture observed in daily pattern. So, these are the soil moisture pattern of different treatments at different level. So, you can see in axis we have different treatments at day of sowing to day of physical maturity. So, the soil moisture pattern of different treatments is in agreement with soil moisture pattern shown by simulation of InfoClock. In second experiment, we can see the phenological observation and the biomass what we observed, the leaf weight, stem weight, and total dry matter and seed yield is highly in agreement with our observed data. So, if you go to TDM, the model is somewhat less estimation of total dry matter, but in terms of stem weight and leaf weight and seed yield, the model is in highly agreement with observed data. So, if you go to the second objective, that is developing scenarios using history of past weather data. So, this is the climatological history of New Delhi region, and the fortnightly rainfall is y-axis. Fortnightly means 15 days interval. The fortnightly rainfall is 5-day interval data, 15-day interval data, and the x-axis is fortnightly concept, like June first fortnight, June second fortnight, July first, similarly till October till harvest date. So, this is the climatical history of Delhi for 36 years. You can see the major rainfall pattern is in August first fortnight and August second fortnight. And when flowering starts from September first fortnight, the rainfall is quite important for soybean because at that stage it needs a lot of moisture for growth. So we can see here exactly the peculiar growth phase and moisture requirement of soybean is from August first fortnight to September first fortnight. So when we develop scenarios, using past history weather data of 36 years, you can see the x-axis is seed yield and the y-axis is fortnight time frame. So, these are the stress fortnight, means if we provide stress to this fortnight, what will the effect of seed yield? So, we have developed scenarios of four type level, normal level, 20% deficit rainfall, 50% deficit rainfall, and the completely 100% rainfall. So, we can see the deep blue line is the rainfall mean yield. And the sky blue line is deviation of 20%, yellow line is deviation of 50%, and the gray line is deviation for when 100% stress is there. And the bar is reflecting the seed yield data with different fortnight, which is the peculiar rainfall pattern data. So when we have a stress during August 1st fortnight, August 2nd fortnight, September 1st fortnight, so the bar is showing that the deviation of yield and the yield pattern of the soybean in these peculiar phase of soybean growth development. When we consider 1 month stress, that was the 15-day stress. When we consider 1 month stress, June, July, August, September, October, so we develop scenarios with 1 month stress as well as with irrigation, one irrigation. So one, if we go with June, complete stress in June month and with one irrigation, you can see the blue, deep blue line, deep blue bar. So June month with no rain, with one irrigation, we have around 2200 kg per hectare of soybean yield. If we go to July, 1 month of stress with one irrigation, we can see here the deviation of yield is the yield is around 1800 kg per hectare. If you go to August, no rain with one irrigation, that is the middle deep blue line, the yield is around 1500. But if you supply one more irrigation, August the deep gray line, deep gray bar, August with no rain, and with two irrigation, we can enhance our yield. Similarly, for September, if we have no rain with one irrigation, we can see the yield is around 1800. So, we can develop the scenarios with the past weather data. What would be the irrigation pattern we can have for soybean growth and development factors? So, if we have a stress, especially in India, the soybean is cultivated as a rainfield crop. There is no irrigation infrastructure there. So, if we have a stress during those months, if we supply a supplemental irrigation during August, first night, second first night, we will gain in yield. Similarly, in September also. So, that's why we can see the deviation of the factor. What is the x-axis explain that yield deviation from the rain fed, the normal rain fed in the stress month. So, we can see in July, if we have one irrigation, we can manage from minus 10 to 0, we can manage it. But in August, with one irrigation, the yield deviation is around 28% from normal, negative deviation. And if you have two irrigation, it's around 15% irrigation. So we can manage those ill deviation with one or two irrigation only. In September, similarly, we can see there's 8% irrigation, 8% deviation from the normal level. So the key message is that if we supply a single irrigation treatment during August first fortnight and second fortnight, the crop will survive at least. That is for resource deficit farmers. So in conclusion, we can explain that generally in soybean, the vegetative stress and flowering stress are the more peculiar, and crop infocrop soybean just simulate the plant response to water stress with a little significant. And the water deficit stress during August and early September significantly reduced soybean yield, and especially in Delhi region. And supplemental irrigation in August in the event of dry spell, if it's complete month dry spell, we can minimize the yield loss also. So what we are facing now, the scenario of developing past history is fine. If you go for future scenarios, if you use seasonal climate forecast, that is basically generally based on tercile based parameters. So if you go for comparing seasonal forecast data, that is even weekly or monthly. So we need to downgrade, downscale or disaggregate those data. So by using tools like Predict WT, Disaggregate and FRE Sampler, we can downscale all those data into daily basis that crop weather model generally use. So we are working now on CMDT, Climate Data Modelization Tool, and integrating GIS pattern, because crop model lacks generally GIS spatial modeling. So we are working on that. We can integrate seasonal climate forecast, desired crop scene system, and GIS as well as single user interface platform. So we are working on that. Thank you. Questions? No, because experiment is RBD, so we have to use manual shifting. So time to time we have to shift the rainout shelter from one treatment to other treatment at the stages. So first we used rainout shelter for vegetative stages at the after 29 days after sowing. Then we shifted to flowering phase, then pod filling phase, similarly like that. Because experiment is randomly. No, no, it's permanent. It's open from the side. Yeah, we didn't study that because we need to study water stress condition. So the side wall was open, the top was covered.
Yeah.
When we talk about abiotic factor, the heat waves during water stress condition accumulated means you can say the synergistic effect of heat waves as well as water stress during flowering phase is quite severe, because there is a lot of flower drop in August fortnight, second fortnight, and September first fortnight. So heat wave and water stress is cumulative factor. But in terms of in terms of abiotic factor, especially in northern parts of India, we have aphid mosaic virus in northern part. So biotic component is there. But for abiotic component, water and heat wave is a major factor during flowering in soybean in northern part of India. So for soybean is itself a leguminous crop, so it's the root is nodulating and they produce nitrogen. So there is no severe factor for nitrogen, but if you supply a little bit phosphorus for initial growth, they can recover it. So generally, if organic matter is optimum in soil condition, they can initiate the soil physical growth properly. Root initiation is better, and now nodule formation would be better. So these are the initial parameters which can provide root growth and root establishment for soybean especially. So when plant grows towards vegetative stage and flowering stage, organic matter doesn't play much role. So basic for establishment, for soybean establishment, organic matter is quite important. Yeah, exactly. The late vegetative stage to early flowering stage is the best stage for soybean to recuperate of stress condition. Especially soybean is grown in rain-fed condition. So if we have ample soil moisture with little rain condition, so if we have to survive the plant, the late vegetative to early flowering stage is the best stage to survive the plant.